has prohibited pirate operators, that is, people who operate without licenses, from ever owning a low-power station. On the other hand, that same pirate could own, for example, WCBS-TV in New York City.
Hi, this is Somi, and you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM, hands-on creative community radio for Greene and Columbia County.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears Monday, January 14th. Monday night, tune in Peter Brock on the Untitled Show, playing all sorts of music at 8 p.m., and then Max Hamill is in at 10, live in the Hudson Studio with handmade, prepared, invented, and experimental sounds on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Monday should be sunny with a high of just 29 and wind chill values as low as negative 3. Monday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 14. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 31 and a low around 21. And Wednesday should be mostly cloudy with a high near 36 and a low around 12. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Radio for Open Ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to health care and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8822.
The New York Theremin Society performed January 13th at the New Ear Festival at the Fridman Gallery in New York City. WGXC and Wavefarm had a live webcast, and this is what it sounded like.
So, good evening. Welcome to Fridman Gallery. This is the last concert of our fourth annual New Ear Festival. We had the first three at our old location on Spring Street, at Hudson Street, and it's really significant for us to carry on this tradition in the new space. Dorit played an unbelievable concert last night. It was really beautiful. There will be an audiovisual archive, the festival, that we'll make available on our site. Tonight's event, as all the others, is being streamed by Wavefarm and also broadcast on the radio station upstate. Thank you, Wavefarm. And we have a double opening of two exhibitions, two solo exhibitions, this coming Wednesday. On this main floor, it will be a collection of kinetic ultrasonic sculptures by John Driscoll, who happens to be in the audience with us. They're activated by viewers. I think you, in particular, would find it very interesting, that exhibit. John actually met Leon Theremin. He keeps reminding me about. And downstairs in the media room, it's going to be a two-channel video installation by Donna Levy. Two rooms of the Palace of Versailles in the middle of an earthquake. And so it's as if the subwoofer is taking the colonial conquest art and furniture and furnishings off the wall. It's going to be great. So, without further ado, Dorit Chrysler and an ensemble of Theremin Lab.
Thank you so much, Gilia, and Fridman Gallery for having the New York Theremin Society host an evening tonight. We're thrilled to be here, and we're starting a new format of a concert series that actually taps back to 2006, when the New York Fairman Society was founded at the original issue project room. And it brought together people from very different disciplines that all explore and enjoy the Fairman. So we will hear a lot of different performers tonight that I have the pleasure to introduce. And then at the end, we will all improvise together. So we would like to start the evening with Gabriel and Rachel Boomer. And thank you for being here. Maybe you want to say something yourself and just enjoy.
We took the class 5 years ago, the Fairman class, and it started this craziness. So thank you for it. Lights on.
Thank you. Then I taught myself electronics and got into building theremins, and I built like pretty much like one of every version I could find the schematics for. And then about 5 years ago, when I was in grad school at Hunter College, the MFA program there, I kind of Frankensteined all the bits and pieces of different theremins together. So a lot of mine, I'll open it up and show you. A lot of mine is based on the original RCA theremin designed by Leon Theremin. And so I used replicas of his coils. They're very unique in more elaborate and kind of costly to make. And so no one's ever really done that before. I think that gives my theremin kind of, makes it a little distinct, but won't bore you with all the technicals.
That very easily can sound truly terrible without much doing. And this didn't advance much the cause of it becoming more popular and established. It's many other reasons, but this is one of the reasons. And so we started to develop a curriculum for teaching, and a lot of people were excited, and we put together a 17-piece theremin orchestra at Pioneers because we had all the space there. And in 2014, there were three students that all met at one of those classes. Well, the New York Theremin Society is really about the idea of building community, because if you nourish and build a community, then the next thing is to have a movement. And we just felt like the theremin is one of the most grossly underestimated and misunderstood and undeservedly unestablished instruments. And so it made me really happy that these three students, they met at the classes and they became good friends. And then they did something that the world truly needed. They decided to form a theremin band, a theremin trio, yes, called the Thereminos. So, Sarah, Lawrence, and Raphael, they've tested the waters in a few other places like Otto Schrankenhead, and now they're going to enlighten us with an original composition, the Theraminos, without further ado.
Thank you. Thank you.
it quoted, it was interviewing and quoted the statements of a young physicist from St. Petersburg. His name was Lev Fermin, and he had introduced his apparatus, the Fermin, in New York. And he said, I quote his own words, "My apparatus will free the composer from the despotism of the 12-tone scale and offer infinite tonal possibility and literally thousands of tonal colors." And what he played as a presentation at that interview is one of the pieces I'm going to demonstrate for you now, so you can kind of judge for yourself. He was not very moderate, and but fact is, the Fermin is much more of a satire than most people really have heard it or understand it or have experienced it. And that's why the New York Fermin Society also has like classes for little children as early as 4, to kind of help breed a whole new generation of electronic musicians for whom the Fermin is one of the most natural encounters. So,
thank you.
about the Scientologists. I'm always asking if there are Scientologists in the room. Let's assume not. This song was played. The scene was describing Ron L. Hubbard's death, and obviously we want more theremin represented in not only classical and new composition, but also in popular music, especially soundtracks, as it really lends itself. And it's nice that just recently at the Golden Globe, there was a soundtrack that won a Golden Globe that has one theremin piece, one theremin performed as part of the composition. So that's a start. this is for Ron L. Hubbard.
Thank you.
Thank you. Singing voice, also in terms of you know, the bodies, the instrument, and the slightest motion turns to sound. So it's really you that produces the sound. The theremin just creates the electromagnetic field. And to kind of play the theremin like a voice, I just want to do one more piece by Ima Sumac. It's 100-year birthday anniversary of the theremin, and And in order to celebrate it in a more lasting way, the Theremin Society decided to put out a compilation, and it made an international call for thereminists or original compositions featuring theremin to be submitted for selection. And it was a complete surprise that there were like almost like 100 submissions, and they were from all continents, and they were incredibly diverse and interesting and extremely impressive. And so it's wonderful that we could make a selection, and this will come out in the in this year's fall. And it will really give like a snapshot of where, after 100 years, the theremin is now all over the world. And I think people will be positively surprised. And that matches perfectly to the next thereminist I would like to introduce. He was here in New York, and we just found each other because we shared this passion. And Cornelius Loy has been supportive of the theremin community for a long time. He's an active performing thereminists all around in all kinds of different facets. And yeah, I would like to introduce him right now, and please enjoy Cornelius.
Okay, I think it's on. You might recognize this from a movie. You can sing along with me.